Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much. I'm not the type of guy that gives out pickup artist advice or dating coach advice to guys. My personal aim is, and it will be until the day I die, is making sure that my end is looked after first. Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, you name it. I look after myself first. If she's out there, she's out there. But I'm going through a particularly odd section in my life right now. Things are going well for me personally, but I'm going through a rather odd section. And if you listen to that other video, pay attention to your state of mind, you will probably have noticed that I was talking about in this first one, I was talking about how if you're feeling spread out or not able to concentrate or focus on anything because you're dealing with a lot of external stress and having that woman around is a diversion, but you end up focusing in on her anyway for whatever reason. That's part of it. But the other part of this is, and this is the second thing that Miss 2016 and the one back in 2001 had in common. In both of these cases, I didn't close the deal. The one in 2001 is because I didn't have the skills, and I didn't know that I didn't know to a great degree. In 2016, it was more like I was under such intense stress that I just didn't want to. A lot of the times, I didn't really, looking back on it now with Miss 2016, like, it was actually kind of almost as if I was trying to force myself to be around her sometimes when I needed to focus more on, say, getting a job, for instance, or getting my finances in order, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But there's one of the other factors that really played into, tonight I've been doing a lot of meditating on this. And the first part was when you're under stress, don't focus on women. But the second part on this is that in both of these particular women, I let the situation drag out much, much longer than I should have. Now, in the case of the woman back in 2001, what happened with her is, it's not that I didn't have the, I didn't know, but I didn't know how to do, because this is even pre-PUA for the most part. I didn't know about approach. I was embarrassed to talk about this sort of thing. I didn't know how to talk to women. I didn't know a lot. And I didn't know how to basically, quote unquote, seal the deal. Now, the one in 2016 was a different situation. I had way more on my plate. I had a lot of stuff to deal with. And I can kind of see in hindsight how I was maybe trying to personally force the situation to do something when I probably should have been focusing in on what was, and by the way, I was getting hit physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, financially. Hell, I even had bed bugs in my apartment. Like, I mean, and they all came in about a 4 to 6 month period in my life. You know, I had a neighbor who literally got stabbed in the ass by her boyfriend. They lived right next door to me. You know, I had to deal with that. Like, I mean, there was a lot of stuff going on, and I kind of, well, my financial resources, my resources were low, and I tried to force the situation. And there's another reason for it, and I will get into that in another time. Here's the bottom line on this. And this is something, again, that I remembered from my PUA days. Even if she really likes you, you still got to go in. You still got to go through the hoops. You still got to seal the deal. Okay? Yes, you still have to take those precautions. Yet, I still strongly suggest that you use the beyond 100% IOI rule when dealing with women, especially when you're at work. In fact, in generally speaking, you shouldn't even be associating with the women at work unless you absolutely have to. But when the opportunity comes and you have got the IOIs past 100%, make sure you move in and seal the deal. Don't hesitate. Don't dwell on it. Don't think, does she not? Because ultimately, if you're a member of the manosphere, especially if you're red pill, or if you're in the PUA community, it doesn't really matter because there's always going to be another woman. But if you're MGTOW, it doesn't matter. You know, there's always another woman. And if you're MGTOW, I mean, who gives a shit, right? If you're getting the sign, otherwise known as IOI, and you've got enough of it to know that there's definitely some interest in there, make the move. Don't be stupid about it, but make the move. Seal the deal. At the absolute worst, there could be absolute worst. It could turn out that you completely misread the situation. I've got a situation like that that I've posted up. The believe it's called On the Bus. But yeah, there's she's interested, right? There's body there. There's information out there to tell. And if you're getting the sign, go in. Seal the deal. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. The rules for MGTOW still apply. Don't cohabitate. Take your precautions, especially if you're sleeping with her. For the love of God, don't have kids. No one has time to get out. But if the opportunity arises, seal the deal. Putting it off till later can put you in a very awkward position. It can also get you labeled as creepy. Or, as I said in the previous video, it could also get you into a situation where the circumstances in your life change. And what turns out to be something cute can turn to be something, say, semi-obsessive. This is Naroki5. Like, subscribe, and I will talk to you later.